Networking is the primary reason I attend most conferences. So simply moving a conference online doesn't appeal to me unless there's a platform and opportunity to network online. Before you embark on networking at a virtual event, do your homework and set aside time for it in advance and during the conference. Granted, it's more work to network virtually versus randomly running into people at conference events, but with the pandemic forcing us all to virtual networking platforms as the only option, I surprisingly have found some of the virtual networking platforms to be much more effective than in-person events. The pitch challenge today? Put your next virtual conference networking tools to the test. I find some platforms to be a huge success if you set up and personalize your profile and meeting schedule, actively search for professionals you want to meet, and request meetings. Don't sit back and wait for others to reach out to you or for the online platform to do the matching for you. Most importantly, set aside time for one-on-one video meetups. Networking at virtual conferences has forced me to be more strategic about who I want to meet with. When I do make an appointment for a virtual one-on-one, there are no interruptions with my meetings. This happens all the time at conferences where people cut into your conversations. I like that I can vet everyone before requesting a meeting by checking out websites and LinkedIn pages. Knowing the background on who you are speaking to is valuable to avoid wasting time. I find that conversations I have in the virtual space are highly productive and efficient. Plus, instead of gravitating to people I already know, which typically happens at in-person conferences, I end up meeting a lot of new people to actively grow my network.